football 125 years. Visit your local station today. Sunoco, here's the victory. Our lineup's brought to you by D'Angelo's as we introduce cafe sandwiches from D'Angelo's. Five freshly made sandwiches with unexpected ingredients.
Why I'm hearing that right now. There we go. Apologize about that. That was some kind of sports broadcast.
Okay.
That was not supposed to be coming through. It was my fault. So, anyway, here we are doing Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The site allows you to take control by submitting different things you find interesting. Something you find online, like a YouTube video or blog post or news item, you can submit it to our site, and then other listeners can vote, and you get to vote as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning that we're more likely to see what it is that you think is interesting. And I've got some selections from our front page here tonight. Of course, we'll also take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. And we're actually going to go right into your phone calls to start things out. And then an independence movement has kicked up in Scotland. Is that right, Mark?
As I understand it, yes.
As well as apparently Arizona. And we'll give you some details on both of those. But first, we go to John in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk just real quick about my upcoming trial. I have trial coming up this next Monday. My charges are battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest without violence, and obstruction of a police officer or something like that.
Obstruction? Okay, so like I can see resisting arrest without violence and obstruction going together. I can see battery on a law enforcement officer and obstruction going together. But I don't understand how one can batter a law enforcement officer and resist arrest without violence.
Well,
does
maybe
that make
they were
sense?
Two separate events. I don't know.
Did this happen on the same day? Question. Sorry?
Did this happen on the same day?
Yeah, this is the same exact incident within, but the entire incident was maybe 5 minutes. Pretty much what had happened was I was New Year's Day, about a little before 2 a.m. I was in downtown Orlando at a party. I saw some police activity outside. It looked like they were roughing somebody up pretty good. So I took out my little flip camera, went out there, and just sort of videotaped them for a while. And after a minute or two, they told me, turn the camera off, get out of here, back up. And I just kind of stood there. After a while, they sort of shoved me off, and I just stood there for a little longer. And then an officer came up and grabbed me and threw me on the ground and arrested me, threw me in jail. I was in jail for 7 days.
So you, threw your back against his knee repeatedly? Is that the battery?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Okay.
It's interesting because they claim that, I pushed him somehow, and, of course, they stole my video camera during this whole incident, so there's no real way for me to prove my innocence, and it seems these days you have to prove your innocence and vice versa.
Hold on, John. By the way, you're John Kurtz from Orlando, somebody we spoke with
sir.
A number of times. You've done a number of civil disobedience incidents. But didn't I read that they stole your camera and then lost it? Like, they never even made it into the evidence record?
Right. Well, my assumption is, let me clarify, my assumption is that they stole it. It was not in my personal effects when I was released from jail, nor was that into evidence. So, in all fairness, I don't know what could have happened to it. It could have fell out of my hand as they tackled the ground and, they just didn't pick it up. I don't know. But, I mean, at best case scenario, it's a lack of them collecting things. It's pretty negligent on their part, I think.
If the crime was you videotaping the incident, you'd think that the video camera might be an important piece of evidence rather than just throwing you to the ground and getting you all dirty and stuff.
Right. Well, one thing they hadn't counted on was we were actually able to retrieve a street camera that was right on the corner of that street that captured the incident. And, of course, the officer who I allegedly battered changed his complete story after that video came out. He said, he pushed me with his other hand and pushed my other shoulder, and it was a different time, and just completely changed the story so that it didn't look like completely defrauded. But anyway, so...
Do you have the original story, or the original report and his changed story? Do you have both of those?
Yeah. I have all that. I have all that lined up. I have an extremely strong case, especially with this video. And it's honestly, it's pretty surprising that they hadn't dropped it yet. We were, once that video came out, my lawyer was thought that they would just drop it immediately. But they didn't push forward to trial. I faced 6 years in prison for this. So it could potentially be a pretty serious deal.
Are these felony charges?
Well, I know assault on an officer has got to be like the big daddy of all bad things you could do.
Yeah, that's a bad charge. Even when I was in the Orange County jail here, they put the highest security rating on and all that, and you know, because I'm a really horribly violent guy, apparently, according to them.
Well, you're a danger to the legitimacy of the state. You and your video camera are the biggest threat to their legitimacy that they could possibly have happen, basically. And so that's why you've been treated this way. Now, what happened when you brought the camera out? What was the transaction between you and the officer at that point? Because there was a video up on freetalklive.com just the other day of like a 17-year-old young man from, I think it was North Dakota, who was just standing there recording the police talking to somebody at a car. Cop looks over and asks him what he's doing, says, "I'm recording," and the cop immediately just walks up and arrests him. I mean, how quick was your encounter?
Yeah, I saw that video, and I was stunned at how fast that all went. But it wasn't nearly that quick. They, you know, told me several times to just go away and turn off the camera and leave them alone, which I didn't do. So really, I think they were just really upset that I failed to obey their commands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly.
You didn't fail to. You refused to.
Yeah, refused to. I'm sorry. That's a better word. There's probably about 3 to 5 minutes between the time that I showed up with the video camera and to the time that they slammed my face on the concrete. By the way, the video that I was, the person I was videotaping, this person, they tased repeatedly. They slammed him on the ground. They had him in handcuffs. And after he was in handcuffs and already subdued, they continued to pepper spray him while he was in handcuffs. So I think that's what really ticked them off and made them decide they had to steal my camera and come up with some bogus crap to charge me with. This officer, Grueler, who's my arresting officer, also, he's caught on film a couple of years ago arresting a Channel 9 news reporter for videotaping.
Oh, I think I saw that, actually.
Lovely.
So, he's a work. He sure is a piece of work. And actually, there's a pretty positive thing that I was just alerted to. My attorney just called me. They were doing depositions late this afternoon, and both the main officers that attacked me and charged me, Officer Grueler and Officer Thornton, both failed to show up their depositions. So we're going to go ahead and file a contempt of court charge against them.
Really?
The unfortunate thing on that is that it's possible that this will just delay the trial. But I'm hoping that this just, that they either decide to just go forward on Monday or they just throw the whole thing out because I don't want to do this forever.
Well, what about a speedy trial? I mean, it seems like if they didn't show up for deposition, then this just essentially gets it tossed out due to speedy trial problems.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. So I think that's a good piece of news. I was never too worried about this. I mean, I really feel like, you know, I'm completely innocent. The evidence,
now, you said,
everything's on my side.
Thank you for that. You said that you think this Grueler fella is a piece of work, but this doesn't sound like this was the act of a lone police officer that has a problem with being videotaped. This sounds like it's a department-wide issue. There were several guys there handcuffing this guy and pepper spraying him. And did you say tasing him while he was on the ground, too?
I'm sorry? Were they kicking him?
Tasing, actually, was what the question was.
Oh, tasing. They tased him, actually, before he hit the ground. I don't think they tased him afterwards.
But they pepper sprayed him while he was handcuffed, you said?
While he was handcuffed on the ground, they pepper sprayed him.
So they didn't want you videotaping that. That sounds like a departmental kind of attitude as opposed to just one guy that's, a lone cowboy.
Yeah, I mean, I think some offices are worse than others. The Orlando Police Department is certainly a big issue as a whole. But there's certainly some officers that are real problems. And
well, clearly, I mean, look at this. You've got the same officer who arrested a news photographer. He's still on the squad. He's still out walking a beat. So it just goes to show, it backs up what we've said constantly over the years on this show, and that is the police are completely unaccountable. And even if they do some of the most egregiously bad things, that nothing ever happens to them. John, can you stick with us? I've got some more questions. John? Do we have John?
Yeah.
Okay, great. More here with John Kurtz from Orlando, one of the activists out there doing some cop watching, cop blocking. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Find out more about his trial on, well, essentially facing 6 years in jail for recording the police. Coming up in moments, it's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at TollHouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps. Summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark. We invite you to our website. You can enjoy the features there free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. We've got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. See them and become part of the Shrine if you're a lady listener over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
I listen to a lot of radio and podcasts, things of the spoken word format, and I've got a podcast for you that you're going to really enjoy, verbalsurgery.com. Tim Cummins has a way of getting inside your head and making you feel great. This is it's a real feel-good kind of podcast. I listen to the podcast. I feel great after I'm done. We love our listeners. Listen to this podcast. It's verbalsurgery.com. You'll be happy that you did. Verbalsurgery.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We're talking with John Kurtz. He is one of the, I would say, super activists in the Orlando area, who I met for the first time at the last year's Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well, I think any activist outside of New Hampshire should be considered a super activist, because it's so hard to do it by yourself, and it's so much, you know, the lone wolf thing.
Well, I highly recommend against what it is that John Kurtz has done here, simply because, well, look, I mean, here's a perfect example of why you shouldn't do activism alone, because it's all about the numbers. If they have more of them than there are of you, then odds are better that they're going to do something to you. And in this case, John, they took you to the, you were trying to record some police in a public place that were beating, essentially, and harming a person. They're, you know, aggressing in a very serious way against somebody. And they attacked you as a result of you having a video camera trained upon them. They then charged you with everything from battery on a police officer to resisting arrest to obstruction of government business or whatever. And you're now facing 6 years in Florida prison as a result of this. A trial starts on Monday. Is this going to be a jury trial?
It will be, assuming that they continue and actually don't drop any charges before and everything goes forward as planned, yes, it will be a jury trial. And, of course, we will be out there doing fully informed jury outreach. We've actually been doing that all week and last week. And, of course, there's a ban against that, too. So, that seems to be going pretty well. Nobody's really bothered us doing that.
No, I love the video of, I don't know if we mentioned this on the air, but at one point, the judge, the man in the robe that actually wrote the order banning fully informed jury outreach on the courthouse grounds, walks by as you and Julian Heichlin and some others are out there doing jury outreach, and Julian Heichlin offers him one of the jury flyers, and the judge just laughs at it like it's like no big deal, like it's all just a big joke.
And he said, "Have fun, have a nice day, or enjoy yourselves," something to that effect.
Yeah,
and he was very pleasant about it, so that was nice. This same judge, by the way, has now instituted free speech zones at the courthouse in case the protesters for my trial and, more importantly, the Casey Anthony trial coming up get out of line. So he just thinks he owns the world and owns the First Amendment and all that kind of stuff. One of those guys.
So you mentioned that you brought in a lawyer to assist you, and you seem to be fairly, I guess, financially stable, John, and clearly you are because you've hired a lawyer. Is this costing you a lot of money?
It's very expensive. I've spent untold, definitely more than $10,000 on this trial between the lawyers and all the other stuff, and I have investigators and all different kinds of things.
Even if you're found innocent, you lost, man. It sucks.
Right. Well, yeah, but at the same time, I think it's a win because this guy Grueler especially is used to going around doing the same kind of stuff to everybody, and nobody has the mind to fight it, and everybody takes a plea, and he never gets called out for the goon that he is, the thug that he is, going around beating people up and throwing them in jail for no reason.
All right, so what do you think the best case scenario is here, John? I mean, let's say the trial goes through, you're found not guilty. Is there a way that you can somehow get the state to pay the lawyer's fees? Or what's the best case? You actually think they're going to fire the cop? I mean, that doesn't seem very likely.
It doesn't. No, that seems likely. But I am, I've already interviewed some lawyers. I am looking to do a civil suit after this. That's not very likely anything will come of that. But as long as I can be a nice thorn in their side for a while, I guess I'll be content. And hopefully they'll think twice next time they try to pull this crap.
I don't know if I'm that optimistic.
I applaud your resolve and your bravery in this. I've got to say that I wish there were more people out there doing the kind of things that you're doing. But
most people don't have the kind of resources, to put $10,000 toward a lawyer. I mean, John, what would you – normally when I want to do activism, I want to do something that people can emulate. And hiring a lawyer for $10,000 isn't really something that people can emulate. Would you say that most people can't do what you've done?
I'd say that for sure. I'd say most people probably wouldn't, even if they could. To me, you know, liberty is more important than, say, buying a house. So, you know, that's what I'm spending. That's what I choose to spend my limited resources on. But I mean, I think really the most important thing is cop watching isn't that dangerous if you have 2, 3, 4 people there. It's mm-hmm. when you make the mistake like I did, because I just saw it was kind of on the fly thing. Hey, let me record this. And that's why I got into trouble. I mean, I've done this, you know, dozens and dozens of times and haven't really had a problem before with it. So, you know, that's really the big thing. Make sure you have other people with cameras if you're going to be doing this stuff.
One thing's for certain is, it's easy to make the mistake of thinking that you're free. Now, you said this was 2 a.m. out by a club. Had you been drinking?
Well, it was, you know, New Year's Day, I guess, at that point. So I'll not deny that or confirm that allegation.
Happy New Year's. You're under arrest.
I often think that doing cop watching after you've had even one alcoholic beverage diminishes your chance of sort of walking away, because they have the ability to just say, he's had alcohol, he's bad. And, it gives them the opportunity to point a finger.
We had probably about a dozen activists, maybe a little less than that, but a bunch of us were sitting in the local freedom-oriented friendly pub, Vendetta, and we were sitting there. It was probably about 10 o'clock at night. A couple of the activists from Grafton had been pulled over, and they all of us piled out. We saw this pullover. It happened right out in Central Square in Keene. Like, almost all of us piled out from the bar after celebrating somebody's birthday, and so pretty much everybody had been drinking in that particular case. But there were about 6 or 7 or maybe 8 of us out there, and it was not a problem at all. In fact, Michelle Seven showed up, and she completely backed down this one cop because apparently she'd had encounters with him before, relatively positive encounters with him, and as soon as he saw her show up, he was like, all right, I'm out of here, and pretty much ended the encounter at that point, rather than continuing to press forward and demand searches of the vehicle or whatever. So, yeah, it really is all about numbers. And I think it's interesting, John, that you consider what you did a mistake. I don't blame you for doing it, though, because when you get the activism bug, you want to help people. Mm-hmm. You're the only person around. You've got a video camera. Somebody's being abused. It's the right thing to do. I wouldn't say that was a mistake, necessarily. It's just that it's unfortunate that it's so costly to take that kind of a risk for someone else you don't even know.
Well, it's sad that it has to be a risk. Yeah. I mean, that's something you should be able to do.
Well, don't tell my girlfriend, but I, you know, will do it again, and it's just the way it is, unfortunately. And my phone's getting a lot of, I think there's a lot of wind going on here for me, so I don't want to mess up your guys' line, but let me say real quick also that I've just been, it's been a tremendous outflow of support here in Orlando. I have, I think, upwards of 40 people that have already committed to show up at the trial.
That's fantastic.
And hand out information.
Well, if you want to stick with us, you're welcome to. Hang on, more with John Kurtz if he stays on the line. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include news updates, so you can get signed up and be kept in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the lists. There are different ones, different ways in which you can have this news delivered to you. The one best way is, of course, via email. But there is also, if you prefer Twitter and Facebook, we've got that as well. We've got both of those options. You can sign up for as many or as few of those as you would like over at news.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. Ian, what are they up to now?
I'm looking right now. Latest price, $5.72.
They are skyrocketing.
A dollar in a week.
In a day, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yesterday?
It was like 370 something yesterday.
Learn more. Visit weusecoins.org.
Somebody apparently bought 50,000 of these things last night.
Wow.
And apparently that like threw the market for crazy.
Weusecoins.org.
I don't know if it was one of our listeners, because it seemed to happen last night, and we were talking about it last night, but who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Wow.
Man, I just keep hoping they'll go back down, but it doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon. All right, so 800-259-9231, we continue here. You can bring up absolutely anything. So we go back to John John Kurtz with us calling from Orlando as he faces 6 years in prison for recording the police. And they have yet to drop the charges, John. There is, of course, the chance that they'll pull the old, last minute, we're going to drop the charges move, which is not uncommon, where they'll try to sweat you out right up until the time of the trial, try to get you to take a plea bargain, and then right before the trial starts, they'll just go ahead and drop the charges at that point. Who knows what's going to end up happening here at this point, but you're ready to go to trial. You've got a lawyer on board. You've attempted to deposition these police officers. They refuse to show up. And now, a deposition is when the court actually orders somebody to go and answer questions from an attorney, correct?
Right. They were a scheduled deposition late this afternoon, and they failed to show up. So we're going to file a motion on Monday, the judge demanding they show just cause why these two officers shouldn't be held in contempt of court.
Mm. You know, you and I don't show up for some kind of court-mandated thing...
Instant failure to appear.
Right, there's
you're
a failure
jailed.
To appear, and there's a warrant out for your arrest.
Yep.
I mean, this just goes to show the sort of trust, the prejudice that the court has towards police. The fact is they'll let them come in the court armed. They can do what they want. They can show up to a deposition if they feel like it, or show and not show up if they don't. You got to have your pocket knife taken from you. And if you don't show up for the deposition, you're in contempt of court, or mm-hmm. you're out. You got a warrant for your arrest. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's idea that this is fair.
Well, and what happens if the prosecutor doesn't show up for something? I've never heard about anything like encountering that problem, but does he get a warrant out for his arrest?
Of course
well?
Not. Like John's saying here, they're going to give them a chance to explain themselves before they consider doing anything, and whether or not they'll actually end up charging them with contempt is another question. So, John, so let's say this happens on Monday. Do you expect this is going to take a few days? I mean, what do you think the length of the trial is going to be?
I can't imagine. We have... four police witnesses, two other witnesses that were there, a very short video, and so I can't imagine it would take more than a day, but who knows with these kind of things. As you mentioned before, I agree. I think it's very possible that they'll just decide the day of the trial to just throw the whole thing out, which honestly, even though, according to my lawyer, it's the best outcome we could have. I want to see my day in court. I want this guy Grueler to be up on the stand and to perjure himself, and I want to keep this thing going. I want to expose these people for what they did to me and what they've done to, I'm sure, countless others that didn't have the ability to take it all the way to trial the way I did.
Yeah, you're always looking at the tip of the iceberg when it comes to police corruption, police violence. So you can better believe that this was not his first time. We already know it's not his first time, but you can better believe that he and a number of others are working actively to protect themselves and to protect their ability to get away with whatever kind of crimes they want to.
Right. I got the internal investigations of the profile on Grueler and some of his buddies there that were around, and things like planting marijuana on people is not uncommon for these guys. They're cited for doing that, and of course nothing happened. So they're absolutely a corrupt gang of thugs. There's no question about it.
All right. So anything else you want to share about what's happening to you here?
I just want to say just real quick that how happy and proud I am of all my supporters here in Orlando. Over 40 people are going to be there on Monday joining me and protesting and handing out information. And, so it should be a real fun day. And anybody in Orlando, I encourage you to come on out to the Orange County Courthouse and check it out.
What time is it expected to happen?
I have to be there at 8:30, but with these things, who knows when anything will actually happen.
Has jury selection transpired at this point, or will that be happening Monday?
That would be happening Monday. With these smaller cases, they generally just turn and burn the juries every day. They summons about 300 potential jurors there every single day.
And, how many?
300 every day.
Every day?
Every day except Friday.
Jeez.
It's a big metro.
No kidding. I'm used to a little Keene, New Hampshire, where jury selection's like once a month.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun from a feature standpoint, but it can get kind of exhausting being out there every day. But,
no kidding.
Yeah,
especially when you're dealing with, how many people live in Orlando? Like a million people?
Well, the Orange County, I think, is 2 million. Probably about a million in Orlando.
When you're dealing with a market that large, you've just got unending amounts of victimization on the part of the state. I mean, even if you have the best case scenario and, like, you can sue these people and get them to pay some kind of damages and get the cop fired, I mean, systemically, the problem still hasn't been solved. Nothing is really ultimately going to change, and then, you know, you're out thousands upon thousands of dollars. It may feel like a personal victory for you, but has really, you know, anything significant happened as far as the advancement of freedom?
Well, maybe I should just support politicians, hope they change things.
it's all so difficult. I mean, there's no easy answer to achieving liberty in our lifetime. But so let's say the worst case scenario happens. Let's say you go in there and you get convicted of something. Maybe not all three. I guess worst case would be all three charges you get convicted of. But let's just say you get convicted of something. Will you be appealing this?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I haven't really thought that far ahead yet, but absolutely, I will be appealing this if they do convict me.
So that'll probably keep you out of jail. If you appeal, usually you can stay out on appeal, and hopefully you'll be able to make it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, I mean, the one thing, and I told my girlfriend before, that I just hope I'm not in jail for the Pork Fest, and I'll be all right. So.
All right, John. Well, I look forward to seeing you at Porkfest. And if you could call maybe or have one of your close friends who might be there watching call with an update next Monday, this coming Monday, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, we'll keep you on the loop. Absolutely.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate it. And is there like a website that you can plug for the Orange County? Or
check out my Facebook page. If you go into Facebook, type in Trial John Kurtz, and that'll keep you updated on all the latest happenings with that.
Great, that's KURTZ, John.
KURTZ.
Thanks for the call tonight, John, and best of luck out there.
Good luck.
Man.
Good luck.
1-800-259-9231. It's John Kurtz and others, like James Cox, who's another Florida activist, who was also arrested recently for videotaping the police in Ybor City. I forget what happened with that. Did they drop that charge? I feel like they did.
So, I don't know. I just spoke to him yesterday. I didn't...
I feel like something good happened in that case, but I don't remember all the details.
Well, if something bad happened, I'm sure we would have heard about it.
But the point being, though, you've got two different activists who are on their own, basically, in two police situations, where the police arrested them, and now John Kurtz looking at 6 years in prison as a result of that. I highly recommend that if you've got the activism bug, you put that energy towards moving to New Hampshire and getting around a network of people that is going to be there to back you up, to where you can make a phone call and maybe within a few minutes somebody else can be on that scene. That's a possibility
up
here.
Seems like they've done a pretty good job there in Orlando.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got listening options there. We give them all away, of course, live streams, broadband and dial-up flavors. If you like the fact that we give you the features on the website, though, you can voluntarily support the show. You can go and shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links that we provide to you there, and anything that you buy over at Amazon, Free Talk Live gets a chunk of Amazon's profits. So just head on over and get your shopping taken care of. shop.freetalklive.com. You get the stuff you're looking for from Amazon, trusted internet retailer. Great prices, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. You can even buy used as well, dozens of categories. So go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll help Free Talk Live at the same time. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
We just got off the phone with John Kurtz, and Orlando is definitely a hot spot for liberty activism, and it's primarily thanks to John and the fact that he's willing to, you know, put himself on the line and take a risk to achieve some sort of semblance of increase in freedom, or at the very least, just because he feels like something needs to happen. One of the big successes they've had down there is the homeless ordinance that the city passed. The city government passed a ban on all homeless, feeding the homeless, excuse me.
It was feeding the homeless in groups of, I believe, 26 or larger.
I believe it was anything. Feeding any homeless outside of City Hall within like a 2-mile radius of City Hall, or excuse me, two blocks or something like that. I don't remember what the details were, but essentially within a certain radius of City Hall, they banned all feeding of the homeless. So John Kurtz and friends went to the City Hall and fed the homeless on the front steps of the City Hall, and they announced it in advance, and the news media came out, covered the story. It got international, you know, coverage as a result of that. They ended up doing it again. And actually, the second time, they didn't get as much coverage because, again, they weren't messed with. The city didn't do anything about enforcing their so-called ordinance on them. And so it was like a double win in that case. Then, of course, you got Julian Heichlin, the fully informed jury activist, the jury nullification super activist that travels the country going from courthouse to courthouse and handing out jury nullification information, informing jurors of their right to vote not guilty based on their conscience, not just what the law says.
Yeah.
And they, this man in the robe there at the Orange County Courthouse bans, he passes some sort of an order, just writes up an order saying that anybody that talks to any jurors, anybody that holds signs near a juror, anybody that is, you know, basically in any vicinity of a juror will be arrested and could be arrested and charged with contempt of court and or the felony jury tampering. And so in the face of the fear that this man in the robe was attempting to instill, Julian Heichlin and John and some others came out and they... You know, they continued to pass out these this jury information. I think specifically it was Julian Heichlin who did a lot of it. But I think John might have followed afterwards and done some of his own. And essentially just blatantly violating the man in the robe's order. The first day, they were told that the reason they weren't arrested, by the way, the media comes out the first day and, again, files another report on this successful civil disobedience. But the court has an excuse. Because it was a Friday, they say that, well, there were no jurors that were to come to court on this particular day, and so therefore the violation, there was no violation of the ban.
But the fact is that there were jurors, as they reported to us, though, right?
Nope. There apparently were no jurors that day.
I thought I remember.
However,
Okay.
The next day, on Monday, so that following weekend, Julian Heichlin stayed in Orlando all weekend. He comes back out on Monday when there are jurors and continues to hand out jury information, including two people with the jurors, you know, like the tag that they give the jurors, where it makes it very obvious who's a juror. They actually handed it to that person, or at least one of those people. And so clearly violating the ban, the sheriffs knew they were there doing it, and this time the court didn't have an excuse to make. They just got called on their bluff. They got called, and that's what civil disobedience can do. It can really empower activists to step up and do what's right without having to beg the politicians, without having to, as the Fully Informed Jury Institute is trying to do, it's trying to go through the courts to get this order overturned, which that could take years. So rather than...
And by the way, not only could they think a higher court could say something, then remand it back to a lower court in some way that the lower court then makes a dubious ruling, and then they could just do it all over again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly right. So it's very frustrating watching this political process and this inside-the-system process. Not to say that Fiji won't have success with it down the line, but how much is Fiji going to spend on attorneys? What kind of cost is there involved in trying to overturn this illegal order?
It doesn't help anybody now. I mean, people need this information to their jurors now. And so, like, going through this political process, I had a judge last week give me that little... speech about how, you know, you should be going through the proper processes.
No, he gave that speech to everyone in the courtroom.
Yes, and it was kind of sad, but I was just...
It was your trial.
Yeah, right. I wanted to say, well, that doesn't help anybody in this situation right now, does it? Going through that process would help us in 5 years from now if it works, which it probably won't.
Well, I think somebody did try to go through that process. I think Heike, who's one of the Keene area natives who's gotten really excited about activism within the last year, I believe she went to city council and attempted to put in some kind of a
tossed it back in her
change.
Face.
Yeah, they said, we'll think about it. They thought about it, and they said no.
Yeah.
I think it was tabled or something like that, which means that we'll look at it some other day.
Yeah.
Which we won't specify when.
Yeah.
So,
you know, your process doesn't work. That's why we're not going to use it anymore.
1-800-259-9231. So I think what's happening in Orlando is great, considering the size of the marketplace, because in many places, in larger markets, there isn't as much activism. Like in L.A. recently, Julian Heichlin went out there and, like, nobody came out to support him. Now, to be fair... Maybe Julian Heichlin isn't the best self-promoter. Maybe he is not the most well-networked individual. But nonetheless, there are all kinds of stories about people living in big cities and showing up for some sort of liberty event and having a handful of people at best at them. So if 40 people are coming out to support John Kurtz in Orlando, that's pretty impressive anywhere you go.
I'd say it is.
Yeah. All that said, I really wonder, what's it all worth? What is it? What is the point in doing this if you're not in New Hampshire? I mean, I don't. Obviously, not everybody can come here.
Not everybody
so.
Can come, and that's really what it boils down to. Is you know, I don't know what his circumstances are.
I mean, I used to live in Florida, man. I mean, it's a big place.
Yeah, you moved because you were certainly dejected about the state of liberty in Florida. You didn't see it going anywhere. I'm sure John would agree with that. But you know, not everybody can move, and that's the reality of the circumstance. I think they, if it's important to them, I think they should. If they're not going to, they need to build some kind of movement around them. Yep. I think that's what he's trying
to
do.
Yeah.
It seems like he's got something going there. I'm not gonna, you know, I wouldn't do it myself, but I'm not gonna disparage, you know, those circumstances. The man's pulling something amazing off.
It's just hard to see somebody as great of an activist as that. Toiling away in a market that size. I mean, in the Orange County market, you're talking about a place, one county, where the population exceeds the population of New Hampshire.
Yep. The county is bigger than the state here. Counties don't have the kind
of... The population is bigger.
The population, not the size. Counties don't have the legal status with the federal government that states do. States have the legal right to nullify the federal government. I mean, nullification has a long history. You can look back. The Founding Fathers talk about it. So... Counties, they just can't do it in the same way. That's why I felt like the Free State Project was the best solution. But I picked up my family and I moved, and I can tell you that it has not always been easy.
It hasn't, but at the same time, I'm amazed about how much like it's just sunk in for me at this point. And like I was in New York yesterday, and just some of the things that I say to people here. I said something like that to someone out there, and they just looked at me like my hair was on fire. I was just talking to some guy at a counter at a hotel, and he mentioned that they wanted to redo the hotel or something like that. And I said, well, yeah, you should definitely get rid of this giant flag wallpaper you got going on here, because that's a bit obnoxious. And he just looked so offended. And it's like anybody...
That's going to offend people everywhere.
Yeah, though. Anybody, I would say that even the regular people here, because they've become, you know, sort of... used to the Free Staters being around, they kind of expect to hear those things from time to time. Like I've said,
I know that I get comfortable talking to so many people who love liberty around here that I tend to get the same feeling. Hmm. I went and bought a wood splitter over the weekend. I just got sick and tired of using a maul and a sledge to bust up wood. And the guy I was talking to, he's like, oh yeah, I moved from Massachusetts. They don't call that place Taxachusetts for nothing. I left my job at the hospital there, got one up here. I get paid less, but after income taxes and the drive, it's just cheaper to work for less here.
Toll free number is 1-800-259-9231. Also helps that New Hampshire has the lowest unemployment of the entire Northeast. 1-800-259-9231.
He quit his job in Massachusetts to get one up here.
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Plenty on the way here, including some news about Utah cracking down on immigration. All coming up. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.